right, 98Q Country back broadcasting live from the sectional cross-country meet here outside of Phillips on Moonlight Lane. Turned out to be a really nice day out here. The running has completed. The boys and the girls are both completed, and we are moments away from broadcasting the award ceremony live here. And Coach Olson is going to bring over some of the athletes and chat with us here. And we hope to get Coach Marion and Coach Regeer also, Brian from Prentice Rib Lake. It's always difficult. This is across country. It's very difficult to cover because the coaches can be anywhere in a one-mile radius, basically. There's a lot going on out here. But congratulations are definitely in order to the Phillips sweeping the championship, sectional champion for the girls, Leah Harper, and the sectional champion for the boys goes to Gavin Esterholm as he achieved his goal today of setting a new course record here, one that was set, a couple years back. He beat it by, I think, 3 or 4 seconds, I believe. He has the middle school record, but he beat a gentleman from Grantsburg who held the course record. So congratulations to him. But the girls' side, Leah Harper, like we mentioned, is the champion of the girls' individual. So as we look at the team scores for the boys, I'm going to call them officially unofficial because until I hear the WIAA person actually officially announced the winner, I'm not going to say it's official, but Prentice Rib Lake boys come in with 55. And you know who was right behind them? 1 point Phillips, 56. One runner finishing one more spot here or there. And just an incredible, incredible day today here for Phillips. You guys want to come over? Come on over here. All right. We got some of the runners from the boys cross country team with us here. All right. Because I don't know a lot of you guys, I'm going to ask your name first of all, what year you are in school.
Senior Gavin Esterholm.
All right, Gavin. I was told that your goal today was to come out and not only win it, but set a course record.
Yep.
Both achieved, right?
Yeah, it went just how I wanted it to go. I'm very happy with that. I think it's even better to have it with the team behind me, backing me up.
Yeah. What's it like to be able to run it on your course right here? You're obviously very familiar with this course, Gavin.
Yeah, it was nice. I know the course very well. I've been running this since seventh grade, so you know where the hard parts are on the course, and you know where everybody else is going to be feeling it. Well, as well as me, I can't be superhuman, but you know where to push and where other people are going to hurt more, and
yeah,
I played to my advantage.
Now, you don't have to say this is your favorite course because everybody has different courses they enjoy running, but is this one of your favorite ones to run at here, or are there other ones that you prefer?
It's definitely one of the hardest ones we run. My favorite, probably not, but it's good to have the fan base we have out here. Everybody, the community really shows up well and comes out, but my favorite's probably, I'd say State's really nice. It's a tougher course, but that's just, I mean, the experience as a whole is really fun.
All right. So. All right. Well, Gavin, just a great way to wrap up your home career here. And now the goal at State, personal goal. I know the team goal is personal goal. What's that?
Come home, run better than last year. It didn't work out well, but hoping to have a better year than last year and come away with a medal of sorts would be really nice and be in contention for a title.
All right, great accomplishment today, Gavin. Thank you. Let's rotate over here. Get this young man. What's your name, young man?
Evan Johnson, senior.
All right, Evan, describe your course. Were you happy with how things went out there for you today personally, Evan?
Considering puking this morning and everything like that, I definitely could have gone worse than that, 30 seconds faster than a month ago, so lots to be proud of.
You're supposed to puke afterwards, not before. You kind of had that wrong, but you weren't feeling too good this morning, huh?
No, I felt like a ghost the whole race.
But you came. What place did you end up in, Evan?
Fourth on the team, and I think 13th overall.
All right, very good. What year are you, Evan?
Senior.
Okay, very good. And you've been to State, running there at State before?
Second time running.
Okay, all right. What are you looking forward to down there at State now that you guys have qualified? What's the course like down there?
The course, definitely some hills down there. But the energy is just unmatchable, and it's a great experience, and I'm happy to do it one last time with this group right here.
All right. You're right there with Prentice Rib Lake. You got a local team. It's going to be kind of weird because you're going to State, and you'll be battling one of your rival local teams for a team spot at state. That'll be kind of cool, right?
It's been really fun, even last year, and we get to do it again this year. And this year, I'd say it's even tighter. Like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Evan. Congrats on a great run today. All right, this young man, I'm stepping up my cord. You must be Josh, right?
I am.
Josh, how you doing, Josh?
Good. How are you, Joel?
Good, man. How did the course treat you today, out here today, Josh?
You know, it was tough out here today, but, I mean, I'm going to go into the next race more confident, and hopefully it goes well for me.
All right. And you and Ribley Prentice, one of the two favorites to go to state as a team. You'd like to be the number one, but it doesn't matter 1-2, you're going to state, right?
For sure, yep. Yep.
All right. And what year are you, Josh?
I am a sophomore.
All right, did you go last year and run?
I did.
Okay, and then at Wisconsin Rapids course, one of your favorites, don't like it, or what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's definitely tough, but the atmosphere down there is electric, so it's always fun to go down there and run.
Yeah, great job today, Josh. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Come on over here, young man. What's your name?
I'm Logan Sokolowski, and I'm a senior.
All right, Logan. How did the course treat you out there today, Logan?
Like Josh said, it was definitely tough out there. It was a bit cold, but I didn't mind it. The hills are a little unpredictable always, but it didn't go too bad. A lot of our other guys stepped up, and it went pretty well for us.
There's a few occasional wind gusts here. Did you catch a wind gust on the course at all out there? Or?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I felt a few wind gusts coming down some of the slopes and up.
Yeah, and how do you feel about your season and how it went? And obviously the team goal was to go to state, but overall the season, how did it go for you personally, Logan?
The season has gone great for me. During the summer, I did get injured for a month, so being able to come back and be where our team is today, it was amazing, and I'm happy that we were able to do that and step up our team.
All right. Good luck at state, Logan. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Come on over here, young man. What's your name?
Nick Pesco. I'm a sophomore.
All right, Nick. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. Course treat you all right? You kind of know this course a little bit. Probably maybe even hunt this land around here a little bit maybe, huh?
Yeah.
So how'd the course treat you here today, Nick?
It was pretty good, though. We did two laps. The first lap was all right, but the second lap definitely picked it up.
Yeah, exactly. And team-wise, I mean, you knew Ribley Prentice was going to be the real deal running against them, but you got to be pretty happy with your whole team. Everybody had a pretty good day, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, how did your season go, Nick, other than just today? Talk about other things that you had some good accomplishments this season.
I would say it's definitely a step up from last year. Because last year I was the alternate, but this year I'm the second runner most of the season, so it was definitely a step up.
All right, very good. Well, congratulations to you. We'll probably be chatting with you guys next week on the radio a little bit, so congrats, Nick.
Thank you.
You bet. Come on over, young man. All right, what's your name?
Spencer Henney. I'm a senior.
All right, Spencer. How'd the course treat you out there today, Spencer?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Tough? How do you like this course? How does it rate to some of the other ones that you run? A little bit hilly. You go back in the woods. What are the woods like back in there when you go there?
There's one big hill, and then there's a couple rollers.
Yeah?
So the other courses are usually flatter.
Yeah, you guys take off, and it looks like you're so fresh, and then I see all you coming out of the woods, and you're huffing and puffing, so it kind of beats you up back there a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So you have to be happy individually. Were you happy with the way you ran today, or did you have a personal goal?
I think I did pretty good. I did not. I just wanted to do better than last time. So.
Okay. That's a good goal to have. All right, Spencer. Congrats to you and the team. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, one final young man here. What's your name, sir?
Finn McArdle.
All right, Finn. How did it treat you out there today?
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. What year are you, Finn?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. All right. Have you run a state before?
No.
All right. So you got to be pretty excited. You get to go to Running Rapids, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty elected. Have you been down there to watch it all, Finn? Or?
Last year I was an alternate.
All right.
But. Yeah, this year I'm on varsity, and I'm pretty happy about that.
The real deal. All right, very good. Talk about the course. How was it today? And you had 108 runners, I think, or so out there today. So what was it like making your way through it?
It was pretty challenging with all the hills and the traffic, but it eventually just kind of evens out.
Yeah, nice to have it right here in your own backyard, though, right, Finn?
Yep.
You can be home in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Finn, congratulations! Awesome job. Thank you so much. All right, Coach Olson's running around here somewhere, I believe, and we're going to get him on. We're going to get the coaches on too. In just a little bit. I think we're going to keep it right here, actually, and. Because the awards ceremony is going to start here in just a couple of seconds. So thanks to the boys for coming on. We appreciate them very much. Yeah, come on. You can bring whoever you want. Yeah, yeah, yep. Sure, come on over. Some of the Washburn, a couple of the Washburn runners. All right. Bring a couple over if they want to come over and talk to us. 98Q Country broadcasting live from the sectionals here in Phillips. And we're going to have the award ceremony in just a little bit. All right, some of the Washburn. Come on over here. Sure, sure, sure. What is your name, young lady?
I'm Aurora Olson.
Okay, what's that again?
Aurora Olson.
Okay, Aurora. How did the course treat you out there, Aurora?
It was really good. There was a couple of hills, but otherwise it was pretty good.
All right. And you're Washburn as a team. Were you guys happy with how you did today? A lot of tough competition, but how did it go out there as a team?
Yeah, it was really good. We had a lot of fun, and it just went really well otherwise.
All right. All right. Congrats on a great day. What's your name, young lady?
Nola Tulowitzki.
All right, Nola. What year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
All right. How did it treat you out there? You like this course out here, or is it kind of tough?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's not too bad. A little hilly. Once you get back in the woods, that beat you up a little bit out there?
Yeah, the weather was great, though. So
yeah, see, for the fans, it's cold, but for you, it's perfect, right? Perfect running?
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for being a part of it, and congrats on a great day today. What's your name, young lady?
Cadence Colby.
All right, Caden. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit here. What year are you, Caden?
I'm a junior.
All right. What year, how did the course treat you out there? Tell me how it went out there today.
It was pretty good. The weather was good.
Okay. All right, very good. I'm going to get one more, and then I got to get the award ceremony out here. What's your name, young lady?
Linnea Shackelford.
All right, Linnea from Washburn, and how did it go out there today?
It was pretty good. It was pretty fun.
All right, very good. All right, well, thanks for being a part of it. I got to get the award ceremony on here, so thank you, ladies, for stopping by. And I'm going to run over here because they kind of moved the award ceremony to a different part away from me, so I'm going to slip over to the other side here and get this by the speaker and get the awards ceremony on here live from the sectionals. Eric Olson doing the announcing.
12th, Birchwood. 11th, Webster. 10th, Shell Lake. 9th, Hurley. 8th, Ladysmith. And in seventh place, with 185 points, Cumberland. In sixth place with 170 points, Shawamigan. In fifth place with 156 points, Drummond.
This is the boys' side.
In fourth place with 115 points, Grantsburg. In third place with 92 points, Frederick Lux. And in second place with 56 points, Phillip, Wood, Gavin Estraholm, Finn McArdle, Nick Pesco, Evan Johnson, Logan Sokolowski, Spencer Henney, and Josh Edwards. Please come down by the hay bales.
I love the hay bales. Eric Olson doing the announcing, and the Phillips team has qualified officially for state. I'm going to stay out of the picture and slide to the left here just a little bit as I'm sitting right on the hay bales here.
Travis and Chase, come down too. Travis and Chase.
All right, so the boys' team of Phillips is headed to state. We just chatted with some of those young men. A couple of alternates making their way in, so they'll be in Rapids next week as a team. And, of course, Ribley Prentice was the favorite going into this. They've been number one for most of the year as a team. They finished second in state last year. So they will be announced here just momentarily from the cross-country sectional here just outside of Phillips. And then we'll have the girls' awards here also.
Phillips with 56 points.
Just one
and
point
your
behind.
Sectional champion.
One point
with
behind.
55 points. Prentice Rib Lake. With Truman Smith. Henley Wright Steer. Caleb Scott. Jackson Schutt. Heston Heckman. Seaman Highfill. Seamus Highfill. Jeremy Whittla. And the Rib Lake Prentice alternates. Please come down.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Blake Prentice, your sectional champs. And they'll be a favorite to win state. They'll be one of the teams battling it for it next week down in Wisconsin Rapids. Quite an accomplishment to have Blake Prentice first and Phillips second, 1 point away from each other in sectionals. It sounds easy in recent years because they've done it. They've been up there so often, but there's like, 16 or 18 teams here today and 108 runners. I believe, was the total number of runners on the boys' side. So a great accomplishment here at the course just outside of Phillips, and we'll be talking with the Rib Lake Prentice boys and Coach Brian Regeer next week on the morning show, and hopefully...
And now for your boys, Division III individual qualifiers. In sixth place, from Drummond, Ben Geesregen.
So these are runners outside of the teams that qualified individually also to go to state.
In fifth place, from Grantsburg, Josh Hartke. In fourth place, from Frederick Luck, Zane Mattson. In third place, from Frederick Luck, Tanner Morley.
Frederick Luck, a very strong boys team, but just didn't have enough to finish top two.
In second place, from Cumberland, Tommy Dettinger. And also your individual champion from Phillips, in a course record time, 16 minutes and 48 seconds, Gavin Esterholm Phillips.
Quite a way for Gavin to wrap up his home career here with a course record and a championship. Nice young man shaking the hands of all the other individual qualifiers. Of course, the champion can be on a team or individual, but then the two through six are ones that were not on teams that also qualify for state. So that's the boys. You can check out tnhtiming.com if you want to see all the results of the sectional today. That's T, the letter T, and A-N-D-H, timing.com. That's where I got all my information here today. Now, Eric will do the girls' side. Coach Eric Olson of the Phillips Cross Country. No? Now he lost his microphone. This wouldn't be good. Get the microphone going here. Turned out to be a beautiful day. That sun is high in the sky. Beautiful day.
And now for the girls' race. 10 full teams. In 10th place, Shell Lake. In 9th place, Siren. In 8th place, Webster. In 7th place, Cumberland. In 6th place, Frederick Luck. In fifth place, with 121 points, Prentice Rib Lake. In fourth place, with 89 points, Shawamigan. In third place, with 77 points, Solon Springs. And in second place, with 74 points, your sectional runner-up qualifying for state, Washburn.
So the Washburn team qualifies for state.
With Aurora Olson, Nola Tulo-Itsky, Greta Hart, Linnea Shackelford, Cadence Colby, Jesse Chard, Gloria Bross, and the other Washburn alternates. Please come down.
So the top two teams get to go to state. We just talked with a couple of the young ladies from Washburn. It was nice to have them stop over. So the team from Washburn goes to state. And it was a battle. It was a four-team battle for those top two. We kind of knew that Phillips was probably going to be number one. But that second-place spot was definitely one that was up for grabs, and Washburn girls very excited to have qualified for state.
Hang on.
And we're going to get the trophy out here. Go, Mr. Egebrecht, the athletic director, get the plaque out there for him. So we will honor the Phillips girls here in just a moment here as another special day for Phillips Cross Country here. Not only the team championship, but individual, too. So let's get back to Coach Olson here.
And your sectional champion with 44 points, Phillips. Leah Harper, Tana Henderson, Rumi McCormick, Lila Raymer, Addie Gabay, Trendy Smith, Fiona Huggert, and Suzanne Ludwig.
One of the young ladies walked by and said, I've never gotten one of these before. A little medal. Each one gets a medal. They'll take a picture with the team plaque. And then we'll announce the individual qualifiers. There will be five more individual qualifiers outside of the teams. And then Leah Harper was your individual sectional champ. So stay tuned next week on the morning show. We like to do it on Reality Radio Wednesday, but sometimes we got to bump them to different days due to kids' schedules. We'll be chatting with all of our individual and team qualifiers that go to and have qualified for state for cross country. So stay tuned for that next week, probably Wednesday and Thursday mornings here on 98Q. Check, check.
All right. And now for your individual qualifiers headed to the D3 state meet next Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. Lola Morley, Frederick Luck. Kylie Orson, Prentice, Rib Lake. Haley Bodo, Chequamegon. Alyssa Fossum, Solid Springs. Penelope Burfield, Solon Springs. And your individual champion with a time of 19 minutes, 50 seconds from Phillips, Leah Harper.
So a clean sweep for Phillips on the individual side and the boys, the girls' side, and the one more point on the boys' side, and Rib Lake Prentice edging out Phillips for the boys' championship. So quite a day here. Again, tnhtiming.com is the website to check out all the results. We'll talk about it again next week on the 98Q morning show. We'll get a couple final words here from Coach Olson, and we'll try to get a few more of the coaches and athletes over before we wrap up our coverage here of the cross-country sectional just outside of Phillips.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming and attending a great meet today on a great day. Congratulations to all the athletes who punched their ticket to Wisconsin Rapids next weekend. And just great effort by all our runners today. Have a fantastic Saturday afternoon.
All right. Let's see if we can get Coach Olson. Coach, you want to come over here right away? All right. We'll get him right away because I know if I don't get you right now, somebody else is going to grab you.
Most likely.
Coach Olson, what a day here. What a day for just to celebrate cross country and all the hard work that the kids have put in, but for your program, too, just a great day, Coach.
It was a really good day, just a beautiful day. You couldn't ask anything else for weather, and then on top of it, just to have a fantastic group of kids that come here day in and day out with a positive attitude and want to work hard, and then also just got to be thankful that we have probably the most excellent parent and fan group that follows us and I mean, all over the Northland here and gives us support and also comes out and helps us with whatever we need, from setting up a course to getting kids run around in vehicles so that we can get certain workouts in. It's just we're just very, very blessed and very fortunate.
Yeah, and Gavin Esterholm setting the course record. That was his goal, I had heard, going into today, not only to win it, but he got that by a few seconds.
Yeah, he was looking. That was something that he talked about a little bit earlier this week, so I knew that was on his mind. And yeah, he gets something in his head, and it's not very often that he doesn't accomplish what he wants to get done. So, you know, he did it again today and shows why he's one of the best runners in the state.
Yeah, Rib Lake Prentice got you on the boys' side, Coach, but just one point. That sets up a very, very interesting state meet, not only, of course, with you two, but many other quality teams. But you almost had them.
Well, I mean, how about going back to last Thursday, that Merrowood Conference on the boys' side is just unbelievable for those of you that don't know. So Prentice Rib Lake is ranked one in the state. Marathon, also in the Merrowood Conference, ranked two in the state, and Phillips, us, were ranked three in the state. It's just you get better from racing against better competition, and Prentice Rib Lake got us today, and we'll see if we have something for them next week. But either way, I mean, we're going to get their best shot, and they're going to get our best shot, and we'll see what happens.
And I'm sure you say this to your runners a lot. When you're going for that team title like that, that one position, whether it's the first runner or it's the fifth runner, whatever it is, can mean the difference, right?
And it can be the sixth runner. We had that happen with our girls a few years ago at the state meet, where they got the runner-up trophy, the second place at state, and it was the sixth place tiebreaker that brought that thing home. So I mean, it's effort by everyone, all the way one through seven, because that's number seven kid is even pushing the sixth kid.
All right. Well, Coach, if you want to, I had some of the boys on. I don't know if you want to get some of the girls on, if they want to make their way over. That would be awesome, Coach. Yeah.
I'll get some of the girls. Leah Harper's right shirt here.
All right. Leah, come on over here. Leah, congratulations on a terrific day.
Thank you.
Yeah, on your home course here. I know that means a lot to you. So talk about the conditions today. Were they about as good as they can get here today, Leah?
Yeah, it really couldn't get much better than this. Sun is out, not too hot, not too cold. So it was really nice.
All right. Now, just because this is your home course and, you know, you know a lot of people that were responsible for putting this course together, you don't have to say it's your favorite course, but is it one of your favorites or is it kind of tough?
I mean, it's definitely a tough course, so it's a little love-hate, but definitely, like, running out here, you know, it's my grandpa's land. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I so many memories out here of running and not running, so it's really special for me to be out here and just, like, kind of have that family connection with the land.
Yeah, and he ran out here, too, right? He was telling me that he ran around out here, too,
yeah.
As a youngster, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, been in the family for a long time, and it just gives it that extra special.
Well, individually, what were you thinking coming in here? Did you think you had a good shot at the top spot? But you were challenged pretty good by a couple runners there, right?
Yeah, I knew I would have a pretty good chance at it, but just making sure I stayed focused and, you know, keep going forward. But.
And as a team, a special day, really. Your team really, really came through and had a convincing sectional win.
Yeah, it was a really special day for the team, and it's so awesome.
All right, Leah, congrats to you. We look forward to following you to state. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let's see if we can get the rest. Anybody else want to come talk? Come on. Come on over. All right. What's your name, young lady?
Tana Henderson.
All right, Tana. How'd the course treat you out there today?
It was good. It was hard, but it was good.
Yeah, it was a good day. Is this about a perfect day for running?
Perfect. The sun's out and it's cold. The wind's pretty low, yeah.
Yeah. So going into this race, there were expectations as a team, but individually, talk about how you did here today. Were you pretty happy with the way you ran?
Yeah. I told myself I have to race faster than the last time I raced here, and I did. And I wanted to get in top 10, which I did too.
Okay, great, great individual accomplishment. Wisconsin Rapids, how about that course? Do you like it? Or what?
I don't know. I've never ran it.
Oh, you've never run it before, but you've been there probably?
Yeah,
okay. All right, so very exciting for you. What year are you, Tanner?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, you're just young. All right.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for joining us, and congrats to you.
Thank you.
Yep. Come on over, ladies. What's your name, young lady?
Ruby McCormick.
All right, Ruby. What was the course? How did it treat you out there today?
I'd say pretty well.
Yeah.
I haven't had some good races here in the past, but I think I did pretty good today.
Now it's your home course. Come on. What do you mean you didn't have any good races? But there are certain types of courses that everybody likes, right? Whether it be hilly or wooded or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's a challenge for you, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And team-wise, you guys got it done, the whole team, right?
Yeah. Proud of them all. They all did real well.
Yeah. Has it been a good individual season for you through the season, staying healthy and stuff like that?
Yeah. I'd say this is probably my best season out of all of them.
And what year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. Have you run in Rapids before?
Mm-hmm. Freshman year, we got runner-up.
All right. What are your thoughts on that course now as you start thinking about that race?
I like it. There's rolling hills, but it's fun.
Yeah.
The atmosphere's great.
All right, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Come on over. She's got the plaque. She's not going to let go of it. Who's this?
Addie Gabay.
How you doing, Addie?
I'm good.
All right. How was the day for you individually out there? How did you feel out there, Addie?
I felt okay. My calves have been hurting me lately, so that hasn't been too great.
But the running conditions today, Addie?
Yeah, it was really nice out.
Yeah, a little
really
cool,
good day to run.
Little cool breeze, little sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And have you run at state before, Annie?
I have, my freshman year.
Okay.
That was my PR course, actually. I haven't PR'd since then.
Oh, really?
That was my fastest race ever.
Really? It is an interesting course down there, isn't it? Kind of the rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, not big hill, but rolling. And then the finish. The finish
nice
to that
uphill,
is an uphill, 200 or 300-yard run?
Yeah.
And that's challenging. Okay. Well, congrats on a terrific memory-making day today.
Thank you.
At some point, you're going to have to let go of that plaque.
Yeah, I know. I'll just keep
right,
it
Eddie. All right, thank you. Come on over. Anybody else that we haven't talked to? All right. What's your name, young lady?
Lila Raymer.
All right, Lila, how did that go out there for you today?
It went pretty good. Weather's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. How was your season for you individually? Were you pretty happy with the way you ran this season?
Yeah.
Yeah? And the team? Was this expected?
Yes.
Is it your goal to win sectionals and get to state?
Yes.
All right. Have you run at state before?
No, I'm just a freshman.
All right. You're just a freshman, and you get to run at state.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. All right. So I'm sure you're already starting to think about that, right, a little bit, of what that's going to be like next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Enjoy the day. Congrats. As a freshman, that's a great accomplishment. Thank you for joining us. All right. Come on over, young lady. What's your name?
Trinity Smith.
All right, Trinity, how did it treat you out there today? Talk about the course a little bit.
Good. The weather was great. The course wasn't as difficult as it was the first time around. So
what made it less difficult this time around?
Tons of practice out here. We like to practice out here, and it makes it much easier on the second time.
So the fans get to see the open area, but when you go back into the woods, what's it like back in there?
It's actually pretty flat, nice and shady, so it's actually probably the easiest part of the course, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. What year are you, Trinity?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. Have you been to state before?
No, we didn't make it last year, so
okay.
This will be my first time.
Here we go. All right. All right. Got to be very exciting for you, right?
Very, yeah, for sure.
All right, Trinity. Well, good luck in the prep, and congrats on a fun day.
Thank you.
All right. One final young lady here. What's your name?
My name is Fiona Huggard.
All right, Fiona. What happened out there for you today individually?
It went pretty good. I had shin splints this week, but it wasn't that bad.
Okay. So what does it feel like to have shin splints for those of us who don't know what they feel like?
It kind of just feels like a sharp pain, on your calf.
Right in the calf muscles.
Yeah.
All right. Did you feel it today at all when you ran?
Not too much, so that was really nice.
That's good. Well, perfect running conditions like this. Does it help to have is this course not friendly for shin splints?
It's okay. I took ibuprofen before, so it wasn't terrible.
All
but
right.
It's a little bumpy.
Sure. What year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
All right. So you have not been to state before?
Nope.
All right. So this will be a journey, and I'm sure the older members of your team will be giving you advice, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, it should be a special weekend day for you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, one more here. Okay, what's your name, lady?
I'm Suzanne Ludwig.
All right, Suzanne, talk about your season individually. How did your season go?
I'm just an alternate, and it was really fun to cheer the girls on today, and they look super strong.
Yeah, even though you're alternate, you still work just as hard as everybody else, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to be ready.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You got to be ready to go. There's no doubt about it. What year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, congrats on being part of such a special day today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You betcha. We are live at the Phillips Cross Country Meet here on 98Q Country. I hope to get Coach Mary on here in a little bit and possibly some of the Prentice folks also before we wrap up our coverage here from the state, from the cross country sectional meet here. In Phillips, we got the Rib Lake people right over here, and I think they're doing some interviews over here with there can't be another form of media, but they're doing some interviews over there with some of the local TV and stuff like that. So we're going to be patient and hopefully get them on here in just a little bit. But Phillips is headed to state on the boys and the girls' side. Rib Lake Prentice is headed on the boys' side. Leah Harper winning the girls' individual title for Phillips, and Gavin Esterholm winning the boys' championship also. Again, tnhtiming.com, tnhtiming.com. I'm going to see if I can get some of these Rib Lake guys over here to talk a little bit with us. Hey, Rib Lake crew, you guys want to chat with me? All right. Yeah. Yeah, enough TV, all right? Let's do radio. This is where it's all at, all right? Let's talk with you. What's your name, young man?
My name is Caleb Scott.
All right, Caleb. How did the course treat you out there today, Caleb?
It's a rough course. It's a rough course. I just got done saying that it was rough, but it's easy to run fast on a fast course, but you can do the same thing on a hard course. With the competition as high as it is, we needed a harder course today. It, brought out the true athlete in all of us. So it was hard, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it makes it hard because it's a little hilly here and there.
Yeah.
Is that the big thing?
It is really hilly, and you got to do it twice.
All right.
First loop was bad enough, and you got to go do it again.
All right, very good. Well, congrats on a fun day today, and look forward to a trip to state. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate
it.
All right, what's your name, young man?
I'm Henry Regeer.
All right, Henry. All right. Caleb said the course a little rough out there. What did you think out there?
Yeah, it was definitely very physically challenging. I kind of died after the first mile. But then it was all mental. It was really special to have teammates, Truman and Caleb, right there with me, shouting at me, just pushing me on throughout the whole race. And I think that's a big reason why I didn't fall back farther than I did.
And for those who don't run cross country, 3.2 miles, is that what I got?
3.1, yeah.
3.1, and pacing is a big part, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's a need, there's a want to get out there in front right away, but pacing is a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you really have to figure out how to run a cross country race. It's not just going out there and running for 3.1 miles. It's you go out there and you race, and every race is going to be different. There's a lot of race strategy, deciding how you take on each race, and you know, some days the plans work and some days they don't.
Congrats on a great day, you and your team. Thank you for joining us. We're talking with the Ribblake Prentice boys sectional champs. What's your name, young man?
Jackson Shute.
All right, Jackson. What was the course like out there for you today, Jackson?
It was very mentally challenging today with, like Henry said, the loop, and then you got to do it again.
Yeah.
But
is it unique from other courses that you run?
It is. This year we had a couple hilly courses, but none as hilly as this. So.
Okay. Did you have a chance to run this earlier in the year at an event?
No, we did not.
Okay. So it's the only time.
Yep.
So as a team, of course, you guys, you're rated one in the state. Phillips gave you a pretty good run there, though.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, his coach talked to you guys a little bit about the fact that every runner matters and every point matters.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Every runner on the team from top to bottom is very important.
So. Yeah. What year are you, sir?
I'm a junior.
Okay. Have you been to state?
I have not. This should be my first year.
Okay. Going as a team this year. All right. We'll look forward to a fun week next week. Congrats on the great accomplishment.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else want to talk to us? Anybody else? No. Oh, maybe, he says. I'm not TV, I know, but I'm radio. Who's this?
I'm Jeremy Whittle.
All right, Jeremy. Talk about the race out there today. How did it treat you out there, Jeremy?
It treated me like I was dirt because it was a hard race. Just that first mile, I ran 5:26, which isn't unnormal for me. It's pretty usual. But after that, it just took a hard turn left. Didn't go how I planned. I kind of just choked up and couldn't run too fast.
So sometimes you have those races where you just, for whatever reason, that last half mile, it just seems like you don't have it?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, today it was the first mile I died after, but, like, there are races you can get so far and then all of a sudden something goes wrong. Like, not every race can be a perfect one.
Yeah, but you push through it.
Oh, yeah, you got to. Like, I tried my hardest. Like, some of the Phillips guys, there was Phillips' seventh runner ahead of me, and I was like, even though I'm not in the points right now, trying to be the seventh best man I can. Like, the best seventh man I can, just pass the people I can, because who knows at the end of the day what might happen.
Yeah, well, congrats on a fun day. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Anybody else? You want to come on over, young man? If Coach Regeer is around somewhere, if you could grab him. I don't know where he went. What's your name, young man?
I'm Heston Heckman.
All right, Heston. Talk about the course out there today. Challenging course?
Yeah, it's a tough course. I've only ran this course once before, and I didn't remember it being that hard, but, yeah, it's... You do everything twice, and it's a lot of hills, and it's all about.
You do it once, and in your brain, you're thinking, "My gosh, I got to come do that again, huh?"
Yeah, it was a little demoralizing, but you got to get through it.
All right. What year are you, Heston?
I'm a senior.
Senior. Okay, so you've been down to the Rapids before?
Yep.
All right. Sure. So, what's that course? What do you think of that course down there?
It's actually kind of similar to this a little bit. It's a little bit less of hills, but you go out really fast because there's a lot more runners, and yeah, you just try to find your place and run as hard as you can, and the best of the best wins. So.
Yeah, one point it came down to today. Sometimes that happens, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
Great accomplishment for your team, Heston. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Ribblake Prentice winning the boys' championship here today, and it was just a special day here for a lot of these runners, a lot of hard work they put in throughout the season. I'm hoping we can get a couple more here before we wrap things up from the cross-country sectionals here in Phillips, 98Q Country. We take this time to honor our runners and all the great things that they have done. And I know next week, whoever we don't get on today, next week we'll have Haley Bodo, we'll have Coach Patterson on, we'll have Coach Brian Regeer will join us also. I see him over there, but they're doing a little team photo right now. But Ribblake Prentice, folks, they're going into this state meet next week as the number one team in Division III. So they, they know that number one is just something that's out there, and there's a lot of other teams that are going to be very capable of coming after them, too. So I think we're going to wind things down here from the cross-country sectional meet here in Phillips. Thanks you to John Pesco for taking the time to set us up out here and taking care of the remote on the technical side and the backside. It has been an awesome day. We will archive a lot of the stuff we did today for you cross-country folks and some of the interviews we did with our area athletes. So listen for more coming up next week on the morning show honoring our area cross-country athletes here on 98Q Country. But again, going to state on the boys' side, it is Phillips and Ribblake Prentice. On the girls' side, it is Phillips and Washburn. Your individual girls' champion is Leah Harper. And your individual boys' champion is Gavin Esterholm. So that'll do it for our coverage of cross country here on 98Q Country from Phillips. Thanks for joining us on with your weekend, everybody, here on 98Q Country.